The oldest boy said, "How do you know we are invited to be guests? I didn't get an invitation from the Duke." He turned to his friends. "Did you get invited to the Duke's birthday banquet?" The other boys shook their heads. "Don't be ridiculous," said Dan, spreading his arms out wide. "The whole village is invited. I really don't know how you possibly could have missed the news." Trumpeters noisily announced it in the village square, and everyone has been talking about it from morning until night. Get going now. If you are last in line, you won't get a bite. You will simply have to stand by, watching everyone else eating their fill and hoping someone throws you a crumb or two. The boys didn't wait to be told again. They ran up the road in a cloud of dust. Chapter 3. Villagers Spread the News. Dan chuckled softly as he watched the boys disappear into the distance. "I certainly fooled those little rascals," he said to himself. Then he settled back down with his hands folded over his belly. He was just drifting off to sleep again when he heard voices. He thought the boys were back to bother him, but they were nowhere to be seen. Instead, another group of children hurried up the road. They did not pay a bit of attention to Dan in his shady spot. They were all laughing and talking about the Duke's wonderful birthday banquet. Dan overheard them describing the elegant foods that would be served.